Today is the feast of the dedication of St. Michael the Archangel. The epistle for this Mass is taken from the book of the Apocalypse. In those days, God signified those things which must shortly come to pass, sending through his angel to his servant John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, to whatever he saw. Blessed is he who reads, and those who hear the words of this prophecy, and keep the things that are written therein, for the time is at hand. John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace be to you, and peace from him who is, and who was, and who is coming, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who has loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Please stand for the gospel. The Holy Gospel for this Mass is taken from the account according to St. Matthew, Chapter 18, verses 1 to 10. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Who then is greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And Jesus called a little child to him, set him in their midst, and said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like little children, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whoever, therefore, humbles himself as this little child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one such little child for my sake receives me. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it were better for him to have a great millstone hung around his neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. Woe to the world because of scandals, for it must needs be that scandals come. But woe to the man through whom scandal does come. And if your hand or your foot is an occasion of sin to you, cut it off and cast it from you. It is better for you to enter life maimed or lame than having two hands or two feet to be cast into the everlasting fire. And if your eye is an occasion of sin to you, pluck it out and cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into life with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you, their angels in heaven always behold the face of my Father in heaven." Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We would be amiss if we did not, at the very beginning of this sermon, mention, thanks be to God, Blessed Mother, and St. Michael, the Archangel, and all the angels, and our dear sisters for providing this brand new vestment which our community and the sisters gave to Father on his last anniversary. The detail of the image of St. Michael is exquisite. The quality, artistry is unmatched. And I think with every vestment, they are surpassing themselves. And of course, it's all by the grace of God and by our love, their love of God, to do this great work, to have a brand new vestment for St. Michael, the Archangel. And over the years, we have spoken about the history of this feast, which we will say a few words about. But first of all, remember what our catechism says about angels, that God created angels. So they're creatures, but they don't have bodies. They have souls, so they have an intellect and will. And they were given to the universe as an instrument of God to perform certain works. God loves to delegate and give his power to angels and certain men. So this feast of Saint Michael the Archangel goes back many centuries, even to the beginning of the church. But this feast really honors all the angels. So it honors all the archangels, such as Saint Raphael, Saint Gabriel, all the other angels, and our guardian angels. And in later centuries, the church decided to have a special feast in honor of just the guardian angels, which is this Saturday, October 2nd. And just on that one point about guardian angels, because we'll be speaking about the different choirs of angels, but as a little intro, Saint Jerome, the greatest scripture scholar, says that the dignity of a soul is so great that each has a guardian angel from its birth. So we receive our guardian angel when we are born because of the unbelievable beauty and dignity of the soul. That's another reason why abortion is wrong, because all those babies do not get their guardian angel because they receive it when they're born. So the murderers have to answer for that also. So the name angel, and you may remember this, we've spoken on this feast, but it's a good reminder. It comes from the word angelus, the Latin, but it signifies really their office, not their nature, because they have different duties. And in a generic sense, St. Augustine and Pope St. Gregory the Great, they define the angel as one sent or one going, a messenger doing God's bidding. So someone sent, in fact, our Lord himself in the scriptures called sometimes an angel because he's sent from God the Father, because it's a generic term. So the angels are created spirits without bodies, having understanding and free will. So we share with the angels an understanding and a free will, an intellect and a will. There's are far more profound, deeper in their abilities. So we have the beautiful image of St. Michael the Archangel. And on this feast, we light the four candles, votive candles, next to his image. And as we've said before, but it's good to hear it. I'm sure you love to hear the doctrines and explanations again. Quis ut Deus, those are the Latin words under the statue of St. Michael. And that is Latin for Michael, Hebrew word, and it means, who is like God? It's a question. Who can claim to be like God? And it's believed that his name was given by God because he was the leader of the angels. When God created it's believed billions and billions of angels before the creation of the universe, or man, of course. And he gave all of the angels, from the greatest to the least, a test to see if they would be faithful. Because angels and men were not animals, were not inanimate objects. God wants us to prove ourselves, to seek him, to choose him, to love him, not just to do what we're created to do out of instinct like the animals. So the test was given, and it is believed by St. Thomas Aquinas, as we've said before, that it might have been that all the angels were given a revelation that there would be creatures made by God that would come after the angels, who would have a spiritual side but also material. They'd be far inferior to the angels. And all the angels knew this. So these very so-called inferior angels or creatures. But it was revealed to all the angels that God's life, his sanctifying grace, would be given both to angels and men, which is far greater gift and reality, the life of God in an angel or in a man. Lucifer, who was the greatest of all angels, the light bearer, that's what Lucifer means, the bearer of light. He said, no, I will not obey, I will not submit. I'd rather reign in hell than be obedient in heaven. So he refused this gift, this revelation, and rejected God's command. And many angels followed him. We could call maybe not only the first sin and the first sin of pride, because Lucifer thought he was better than God, that he can choose what's right and wrong, but we can also call it the first sin of scandal, which the gospel mentions, because maybe by Lucifer's example, he led lesser angels away from God. And this happened in an instant, moments after all the angels were created. And so God cast them all into a physical place, hell. No, the good angels, led by Saint Michael, were given the gift of heaven. Now, this is called the dedication of Saint Michael the Archangel. And that comes from the dedication of a church. In fact, this Mass, going back maybe to the 3rd or 4th century under Constantine, the emperor, the first Christian emperor, through his giving, his donation of his palace to the church dedicated, blessed, consecrated this building, and it was dedicated to God, of course, but under the patronage of Saint Michael the Archangel. And Pope Boniface IV in the 5th century dedicated the Circus of Rome to St. Michael. So there are many buildings, churches, structures of the Roman Empire that were consecrated, made to belong to God and to St. Michael the Archangel. And in the 6th century, the famous church on Mount Gargano, some of you have been there, And that was the original dedication mass that is used for centuries for all the tens of thousands of churches that are dedicated. Now, we want to mention, this is the first time we've done this, our Father Superior did this many years ago, but to mention the nine choirs of angels and why they are divided in that way. So we have the highest, it's called the seraphim. The highest order or choir of angels. They are angels who are attendants or guardians before God's throne. They praise God, calling, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of God of hosts," which we say at the Sanctus, and that's from Isaiah. One of the seraphim touched Isaiah's lips with a live coal from the altar, cleansing him from sin. The seraphim have six wings, two to cover their faces, two to cover their feet, and two are for flying. Now, obviously, that's the angels are spirits. They do not have wings, but they sometimes appear with wings, six wings or two wings, to signify their ability to move from one place to another quickly. The second order or rank is the cherubim. They are considered, and they were considered by the Hebrews in the Old Testament, as helpers or intercessors of God. And they symbolize God's power and mobility. They are referred to in the book of the Apocalypse as attendants to God. And they have an intimate knowledge of God and continually praise Him. So it's more about emphasizing the knowledge of God, how it's expressed in this group. The third one, the thrones. And these descriptions come from the saints, the fathers of the church, scriptures, so that's how we basically have an understanding of how these ranks are described. The thrones are angels of pure humility, peace, and submission. They reside in the area of the cosmos where material form begins to take shape. And the lower choirs of angels need the thrones to access God. So there's a hierarchy in heaven. The dominations, or dominions, sometimes they're called, are angels of leadership. They regulate the duties of the angels, making known the commands of God. Their virtues are spirits of motion and control the elements. They govern all nature. They have control over seasons, stars, the moon, even the sun is subject to their command. And it is said they are in charge of miracles and provide courage, grace, and valor. The powers. They are warrior angels against evil, defending the universe and humans. They fight against evil spirits who attempt to cause chaos and evil through human beings. Then the archangels. Now the word arch comes from the word prince. We get the word prince from that because they are an elevation or one rank above the lowest rank of angels. And the archangels are mentioned most frequently throughout the Bible. Saint Michael the Archangel and also Saint Gabriel and Saint Raphael. The archangels have a unique role as God's messenger to the people at critical times in history of salvation. So both in the Old and New Testament. There was an archangel Saint Gabriel, who appeared to the Blessed Virgin Mary to say, to invite her, who knelt before her, that she was going to be the Mother of God if she consented. And Saint Gabriel also appeared before that to Zachary, giving him the message that his wife, Elizabeth, would bring forth Saint John the Baptist. And then finally, the angels, which we say are just all the rest of the angels, the lowest rank. These angels are closest to the material world and human beings. So from the angels come our guardian angels. They deliver the prayers to God, and God answers prayers and other messages to us through the angels. Angels have the capacity to access any or all other angels at any time. They are most caring and willing to assist those who ask for help. It is, and it should be, for every Catholic, especially all of us here, to always, without fail, every day, invoke the good angels, your guardian angel. The angels, guardian angels of your family. It is believed by some that there is a guardian angel over your family, a separate angel over your house. There are guardian angels given to religious communities. It is believed priests have a second guardian angel to help them in their duties, to be good and holy priests. There are guardian angels of cities, of countries, even of enemies of God, pagan peoples. And in the Old Testament, there are accounts of angels disagreeing with each other because of they weren't given the full revelation of how God's plan worked out, and there was the angel protecting the Hebrews and the angel protecting pagan countries around them. Of course, to lead them to God. That's why, even if there are very few Christians in a particular country, it has a guardian angel to help them to the true faith and to lead souls to God, to heaven. Now we have these beautiful devotions, chaplets, prayers in honor of the angels. We have these beautiful mass, this mass, Saint Michael the Archangel, to honor him, to honor all the angels in this humble chapel with just a few of us. Now, a few weeks ago, our Father Superior mentioned the effort to prepare for a feast like this, a high mass. The many hours of the clergy, priests and seminarians, the sisters, the laity, especially the choir. For some reason, this year, it was extra difficult. There's no organist because of circumstances. And there are many obstacles in the community with, we'll just say, devices and things to prepare. And for me personally, because I was in the background here, just preparing for the Mass and the sermon, I was thinking, I believe that the devil is trying to interfere with our having the Mass. But God permits that. You know why? Because he gives us a test. All the time. To prepare for these Masses. To see if we're going to be faithful. St. Michael the Archangel is patron of soldiers because he's depicted as a Roman warrior because he defends the church. He is patron of, among other saints, but patron of people who deal with agriculture. And I didn't know this, just doing more research. Many centuries ago, if the people who were suffering drought needed rain, they would pray to St. Michael the Archangel. He would bring rain to the people to help them. Because water gives life to nature and to us. And it's an instrument of the sacrament of baptism. And as you know, St. Michael the Archangel is the patron of policemen. And you think, with our loyal friend who was shot and injured recently, who called out to St. Michael to help him, as you probably know, when he's being shot. Some would say, well, why didn't St. Michael defend him? Why didn't he protect him so he wouldn't be hurt at all? But why also, you could ask, why was that poor lame person waiting 38 years at the pool in our Lord's time and couldn't get to the pool when it was stirred up by the angel to be cured? Why did he have to suffer all that time? Why do we have to suffer? It shows all the more the glory of God. And it increases our faith because in times of need, we beg God. We beg the Blessed Virgin Mary and our patron, St. Michael, the Archangel, and our guardian angel, and St. Joseph. We pray, help us. Don't abandon us. Several of us in the community over the last 5-6 years have been near death. Really. And you know that. I told the priests about 6 weeks ago, I am not offering any more high masses or public masses, because I am just still unable to because of that concussion last January. Why did God permit me to fall and have a terrible head injury? To humble us, to humble me, to bring us low. And to help his poor children beg for assistance and need when they're literally on the ground because of an injury or because of some violent act. To lift us up. And that's no doubt about it, because there was just 3 weeks ago, there was no way I was going to offer this Mass. Too many symptoms from the concussion. But we pray, and I prayed, and the priests prayed, and you had had Masses offered for the priests here to help us. And we wanted to just say that personal note because that is a way God furthers his providence, how we work out our salvation through the grace, the help of the Blessed Virgin Mary. All grace from God comes through her and is given to Saint Michael the Archangel and all the other angels and saints to help us. By the way, another patronage of Saint Michael the Archangel is, it is believed he's a present every time someone is at the moment of death to lead them to heaven. And so there are references to him in the Requiem Mass. Because you know, even after they die, the person dies, it's believed Saint Michael the Archangel and their guardian angel take them to purgatory or to heaven. Now you know why we are here. Why we have this Mass, why we, without compromise, embrace completely Catholic doctrine and reject completely all heresy and error, which is everywhere in the world. Because it's a daily battle. You know that, and we know that. And a couple days ago, I was talking to Father Ward about this, and I said, Father, it just came to me that we're so small, but the reason for our community existing and persevering since 1977 is to preserve Catholic doctrine, scripture, and sacred tradition, and to offer the Mass without compromise. So it's a privilege for us. I'm sure you can appreciate a privilege for you to be here. Recently, we came across with our Father Superior. And he has said, just to tell you, no need to mention things that I've mentioned in sermons before or something. I said, Father, if you have come up with a particular story or explanation, I'm not claiming it when I speak that it came from me. So, in 1931, there was a need made, seen in this country, for a exorcism prayer invoking Saint Michael the Archangel. It's called the Exorcism Prayer of Saint Michael the Archangel, and it's to be said by the priest who wears a stole, and with holy water. And it's very long. We do not have time to read it. We'll read an excerpt from it. But it has many blessings from the priest. So it's not a formal exorcism as from the Roman ritual. So it's one especially invoking Saint Michael the Archangel. And it's designed for priests to use in particular need And also, laity can use it themselves. Instead of having the blessing of the priest each time, they make the sign of the cross over themselves. So here's how it begins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Most glorious Prince of the Celestial Host, St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in the conflict which we have to sustain against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the world of this darkness, against the spirits of wickedness in the high places. Come to the rescue of men whom God has created to his image and likeness, and whom he has redeemed at a great price from the tyranny of the devil. It is thou whom Holy Church venerates as her guardian and protector, thou whom the Lord has charged to conduct redeemed souls into heaven. Pray, therefore, the God of peace to subdue Satan beneath our feet, that he may no longer retain men captive nor do injury to the church. Present our prayers to the Most High, that without delay they may draw his mercy down upon us. Seize the dragon, the old serpent, which is the devil and Satan. Bind him and cast him into the bottomless pit, that he may no more seduce the nations. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, strengthened by the intercession of the Immaculate Virgin Mary, Mother of God, and Blessed Michael the Archangel, of the blessed Apostles Peter and Paul, and all the saints, and powerful in the holy authority of our ministry, we confidently undertake to repulse the attacks and deceits of the devil. And then the prayers continue. It takes maybe like 10 minutes. It's not too long, but it is very powerful and directly, we can say, calling upon God's power through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary and the saints and St. Michael the Archangel to rid our lives, our world, our souls of evil, of temptations from the devil. And the last thing we will read, because it's uplifting, is the beautiful hymn of today in the Divine Office, the Te Splendor. O Jesu, life spring of the soul, the Father's power and glory bright, thee with the angels we extol, from thee they draw their life and light. Thy thousand, thousand hosts are spread and battle over the azure sky. But Michael bears thy standard dread and lifts the mighty cross on high. He in that sign the rebel powers did with their dragon prince expel and hurl them from the heaven's high towers down like a thunderbolt to hell. Grant us with Michael still, O Lord, against the prince of pride to fight. So may a crown be our reward before the Lamb's pure throne of light. To God the Father praise be done, who hath redeemed us through his Son, anoints us by the Holy Ghost, and guards us by the angel host. Amen. May God bless you.